I've never been in a room with this much influence, openness, and possibilities. I realized that marketing conferences were stuck in a loop. I totally believe that thought leadership isn't a side hustle, it's a business growth engine. I 100% agree with you that real life experiences is the unlock. In a world of so much noise, I already booked my flight to possible because missing it would be like skipping the Super Bowl of marketing.
Christian, welcome back to Boss.
Thank you so much. It's the second time that I'm here with you.
I love it. You were actually the second ever Boss guest that I brought back for a second time. The only other person is Lauren Birnbaum. She's the number 10 US hire at TikTok. So
Oh my
we're
God, it's crazy. It's an honor and it puts a lot of pressure on me. Thank you for that.
So anyone who has not seen Boss yet, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's happening, but everyone should be watching. Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn. That's also a top-rated podcast. I get to interview my incredible network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. Before we dive in for round two, let's remind everyone, who is Christian?
All right, who's Christian? I would describe myself as a builder, as a connector. You can say an entrepreneur. I create momentum, and I've spent my career launching bold ideas and scaling what's next. In the last decades in the event business, from media and partnership to platforms that move the industry forward, I would like to serve the industry where I grew up, and I did it with New Mexico first. And now it's possible.
You mentioned possible. I was there last year. My flight is booked to come back. What is possible?
The real spark for possible came when I realized that marketing conferences were stuck in a loop. You know, you always see same faces, same formats, same siloed experiences. That is my own experience going to events for decades. And I wanted to build something that felt alive, multi-dimensional, deal-driven, future-focused. And this kind of place where marketers don't just talk, they do. And this vision became possible. And I was motivated by a lot of friends and business partners that everybody was looking for something new, not just another copy and paste. And now heading into the third year, and boy, being back in Miami, I really believe that it was the right concept to do.
I was recently talking to a very senior leader in tech who has not been to Possible yet. I was asking if he was coming, and the answer was, this has very quickly become something that we didn't know about to some place that I feel like everyone, including myself, needs to be.
Yeah.
Are you hearing similar things?
To be honest, yes, I'm hearing similar things. And we see it in our registration numbers. We definitely can expect more than in previous years, which is great. But as I always mentioned before, it's not just about the numbers, it's all about quality. And one of my pivotal moments last year as an outcome from Possible 24 was I was at one of our speaker dinners, and someone said to me, I've never been in a room with this much influence, openness, and possibilities. And that stuck with me. And I think this year's vision is all about access meets action. So we want to connect. We want to connect the right people at the right time in the right format. We want to provide business opportunities in a very relaxed way so that you don't feel pushed into this.
I see it. I believe it. Thought leadership does drive business deals and does drive deal making and relationships. And if you can create those spaces, and again, I feel like I'm giving you all these amazing plugs, but I really do believe that you can set that environment for those things to organically happen with the right people to solve the right problems.
Exactly. We are targeting the entire marketing ecosystem. And as we all know, it's growing every day. It's not just the marketeers, it's not just the vendors and solution providers. It's a creator economy. It's all the advisors, the agency world, the consultancies. Everybody who belongs to this industry is there. And now we are happening over 3 full days.
Last year, when we spoke before the conference, I vaguely remember that we discussed that this could be the can of the US. You didn't need to travel that far. Is that still true? Is there another kind of comparison? What would ChatGPT tell me, right? Right.
Well, I hope ChatGPT would, well, in some way agree with that. We are not actively comparing us with other events, especially not in our industry. They are all great. But yes, you're right. In terms of audience, in terms of the range of opportunities, the setup, this comes pretty close to Cannes Lions. I don't want to go further into this because Cannes has such a long history. It's over 70 years old. We all know that. That's a different story. It gives everybody a great opportunity not to travel as long as to Europe and spend all the money. In a private conversation, I've said once, my idea is to become the Davos of the marketing world. And why is that? Davos, as we all know, it's a different event and has a different agenda, but it brings the most influential people from all the different areas, politics, science, etc., together to drive the agenda and to define the agenda. And if we transfer this into the marketing world and into our marketing language, this is exactly what we had in mind from the beginning on.
I am very hot and all in real life meetings, on conferences for 2025. In real life does feel to be very much back. What's your point of view on this?
Well, first of all, I 100% agree with you that real life experiences is the unlock. In a world of so much noise, trust is built face to face. People want meaningful content, created access, and a vibe that feels less like a trade show, but more like a culture event, a culture experience. And that's the possible blueprint.
I believe that 2025 is also the year of the executive and C-suite creator, especially on LinkedIn, in terms of sharing thought leadership that drives business deals. How do you think about that to tell your story, to tell possible story?
We are leaning hard into this. And I totally believe that thought leadership isn't a side hustle. It's a business growth engine. It humanizes the brand. It opens doors. It creates ongoing conversations with decision makers, whether it's behind the scenes content, bold POVs. We see storytelling in a very, very strategic, but also in a very creative way.
Can you break any news on Boss?
I can tell you that there are still announcements in our pocket. We have more partners, commercial partners, sponsors, exhibitors, etc., than ever before. We're expanding in terms of space. It is a momentum and it is a movement.
Are you ready for the speed round?
Let's do it.
Possible is.
Possible is the new generation of event experience where the boldest minds in marketing and tech collide.
I started Possible because.
I started Possible because the industry needed a smarter, more dynamic place to connect and create.
You know you're at a great conference when.
You know, you have a great conference when you forget to check your phone.
Marketing is.
Marketing is storytelling at scale.
Sales is.
Sales is building trust at speed.
I believe the biggest trend for 2025 is.
The biggest trend for sure in 25 is AI with a human touch. Brands that understand how to blend automation with empathy, that will win.
The biggest trend no one is talking about yet for 2025 is.
The resurgence of creative intuition. We are all data dominated, but combining it with bold creative decisions will be the true differentiator. Watching Boss by Ali Levitin, because if you're not learning from the boldest leaders out there, you're falling behind. And this is the only way to make it happen. I'm excited to hang with Boss at Possible because that's where the real power conversations are happening, and to make sure that I'm learning from the best.
What else can you spill? What else didn't we talk about?
Let's just say some of our VIP experiences are about to set a new bar. for what executive networking really means.
I love it. Christian, it was so good to hang. Thanks for taking the time again.
Awesome. And let's make sure that we really spend some time together on site and tell me about your impressions and, of course, your perspectives.
Everyone should be watching, commenting, sharing. Like this if you're coming. Like this if you have FOMO. Book your flight. You still have time. Talk to everyone soon. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you.